Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Aleph, Omud Aleph, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Me'etz Hashem will be concluding Simin Reish Nun Tes. We just have the Ramah left, and then we have a beautiful Mishnah Berurah Klala de Milsa, a general overview of the Halachos of Hatmona that we'll go through Me'etz Hashem in detail. So we can start it, actually, we read this yesterday. We'll start at the end of Lamed Omud Beis, and we'll read the Ramah again from the start, but we'll only do the Mishnah Berurah from today. Hagah, v'yesh machmimu shalu listor stima satanur hatuach betit aide Yisrael, imevshal la'asos aide einu Yehudi. There's a chumra that the Ramah brings down, that you shouldn't undo the stima of the tanur yourself if it's locked in, sealed in with clay, if it's possible to have a non-Jewish person do it, or you shouldn't do this either yourself, you should preferably have a non-Jewish person, or if that's not available, a underage child under below the age of bar bas mitzvah, and that would be preferable. As we pointed out yesterday, there are various reasons for this that you'll cause the coals to go out by doing so. Then efshar, if you're unable to do so, there is no katan available, there is no non-Jewish person available, so yasa gadol ayidei shinuk tzas, then you are allowed to do this via some sort of a slight change from the routine way that you would do this, v'holchi nog, and he brings down from the Trumas Hadeshin and the Ogur that this is permissible. Now, the Ramah continues and he says, v'nir li, it appears to me, the Ramah says, ha demutol achzor v'listo matanur, that which you're allowed to go back and close and seal in the oven, haynu bayom, that we're talking about over here during the daytime. We're talking here that it's not Friday night Shabbos, but it's during the Shabbos day, when all of the items that you cooked have already been fully cooked. And therefore, there's no concern over here that you're going to further heat them up and cook them further. But if you were to do this right Friday night, right after you went and insulated them, and now it's just a short time into Shabbos, and it's Friday night, the Yesh L'Sapek, you have to be concerned, Shema HaKederos Adayin Einam Mivushalos called Sarachon. You have to be concerned that they may not have been fully cooked when you insulated them on Erev Shabbos, and therefore also Listo Mataner, you would not be allowed to go and close the oven over here, the Gorin Bishul, because you're in fact causing additional Bishul. Commotion is Bar, Simon Reishon and Zayin, Sifdal, as we've already learned. And even a non-Jewish person is not allowed to cook for you on Shabbos. This is Amir Liakum. Commotion is Bor Le'el, so Simon Reishon and Gimel. As we've already also learned in Simon Reishon and Gimel, and he points out that we'll have further additional dinim about Chazara on Shabbos, Ayin Lakam and Simon Shin Yud Ches. What exactly is the Ramah telling us over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Gimel. You have to be concerned over here if you're closing the oven on Friday night that you're going to spur additional bishul. Hayin v'afilu min yodeshikinu. This is even if you're not certain that this is going to happen. It's not a psik ratio. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Nevertheless, the Ramah is telling us, yesh lo lachosh l'zeh. You have to be concerned about this, mistoma. Because the stam position is that it's possible for that to happen and we have to be concerned about it. And he brings this down from the Moxas Hashakel. Sivkot and Chavdal, the Mishmur explains, also listo matanu, you can't close the tanur on Friday night, they steam as pib, because while you're closing the lip or the mouth, the door of the oven, afilu below ticha betit, even if you're not going to seal it in with clay, mosif chom, you're causing the heat in the oven to rise, umizbashel b'mehera, and you're going to cause the food to cook faster. And this is osur. The osur, afilu matanu gorif v'kotum in a gecholim, and this is forbidden, even if the coals inside the oven are gorifikotum, they're either pushed to the side or they're covered up with dirt, as we mentioned many times, this is still not allowed because you're going to cause additional bishul over here. And if the tanur is not gorifikotum, then also Yisrael is tomo, then you're certainly not allowed to close it. Afim makaderus kvar mevusholos called sarachim ibon yom. Even if they are fully cooked, you're not allowed to do this. The belailum is tomo adayin lunis aklu hagecholim. Because certainly at the start of Shabbos on Friday night, the coals have not gone out. They haven't fully been put out. And therefore, they're still glowing. They're still whispering. And therefore, v'yesh chashash kibuy ayde estima. By your closing the door and shutting off the oxygen, we're concerned that you're going to actually be mechabe. You're going to extinguish those coals, which is, of course, forbidden. Mr. Bruce of Kutn Chafei explains, and you're, by closing this oven, if it hasn't been fully cooked, you're going to be Goreim Bishul. V'afilu b'di'evet osur atavshul k'dim avashul b'shabbos. And therefore, this would be, even in a b'di'evet situation, forbidden for you to benefit from that food until after Matzei Shabbos, k'dei shi'aseh, until you could have made this on Motzei Shabbos. That's how Issa this is, even B'dievet, as we've already explained. And he says as well, look, Ayin L'kamen B'simu Shinud Ches Sif Aleph for further details about this. The Mishnah Berurah points out, V'hu Shelo Higia Adayin L'Mayachol Ben Drusoy. Of course, here talking about that it hasn't yet reached the stage of Mayachol Ben Drusoy, which we've mentioned already many times, is either half or a third cooked. The Ramah in Simon Kuf Beis, Ayin Shom, discusses this as well. The Begia Ein Lasor Bozeh B'dievet. Because once it's reached its point, then it's considered halachically cooked, and therefore we wouldn't add all these restrictions in terms of making it also even b'dievet. If somebody did it, then it wouldn't be also b'dievet, because the bottom line is, from a halachic point of view, we consider it cooked. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chavav writes, V'afilai de'en Yehudi also, even a non-Jewish person can't do this for you. What are we referring to? The stima, hastima, the closing of the oven over here. V'afilu below miruach batit, and even if he's not going to seal it with the clay. Nevertheless, since it's going to increase the heat, to makariv abishul mamash ha'yidezeh, you're therefore causing the heat to be increased and the food to be cooked, then therefore the kosher came to Osloma la Maria Hastima Batit. And certainly therefore you can't tell him to seal it in with tit, to seal it in with the clay, the Hbazim Yishum Malachas Mamareach, because that's also telling him to do an issue of Mamareach, of smoothing it in, rubbing it down, the Osir Afilu Hoya Sosu Matana Mikodim, and that would be forbidden even if the Tana was already closed. Now, le'inyan b'di'eved, im sosa ma'in Yehudi Atanur, however, if the non-Jewish person did this, he sealed the tanner in, ain't less on a tafsho. Then we do not, in this situation, say that the food is forbidden. The lo ahani mais of kokach, because the bottom line is, the sealing in of the oven with the clay, that may have made it a little bit hotter, but the bottom line is, the belav hochi hoi mispashal of itself, it would have cooked anyway. And therefore, we don't ask this by the evidence. Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, kotsu achronim. The achronim write, that this din over here, that you're not allowed to do the closing of the oven on Friday night, afilu b'kayitz, he's talking here about even in the summer months, where they were daven mincha early, they were daven Kabbalah Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, shirigil lotzeis b'beis ha'knesses b'yod yom gadol, and they're coming out of shul after Plaga Mincha, they've accepted Shabbos upon themselves, but it's fully light outside still. Shadayin lo chashecha, it's not yet dark, v'lo yiyaz man b'en ha'shmashos, and it hasn't read halachic b'en ha'shmashos, the twilight halachic in halacha. V'en yisura li yisrael, rachmi the rabbanon, mipnei shekibol of Shabbos, and though Yisra over here is only that the Jewish person has accepted upon himself Kabbalah Shabbos already, which is only an Issa the Rabbanon over here if you were to transgress Shabbos at this point in time, as the issue foot number 15 brings down. But if you accept upon yourself Shabbos early after it's twilight, in that situation, the Bir Halacha in Reish Samach Aleph says in the name of the Prima Godim, then you're over on Shabbos with the Issa of Tosefes Shabbos. Amnon, Devar of Sham Amurim Adas Rabbeinu Tam, Shachar Shkia Rishonu Adayin Yom. That was said in the name of the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that after the Shkia, it's still considered fully day, according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Aval Deo Shachar Shkia Rishonu Maschil Zman Bein Hashmashos, Haru Besafik Yisuskila. According to the standard opinion that most of us hold, that after the Shkia, it's already Safik, is it Shabbos or not? That's Bein Hashmashos Midar Aisa. So then, there's a Safik of Skila during that period of time. That's not just Tosefes Shabbos. Anyway, the Mishnah continues and he says, Afilu Hachi, even in this situation, in the summer, with the very late start of the Shkia, and you've accepted Shabbos after Plaga Mincha, and it's still light outside, you still shouldn't close the oven. Afilu Hachi, Yesh Lizor, Milomar, Oz Leini Yehudi, Listo Matani. You shouldn't tell a non-Jewish person to close the oven. Because, the Yavo Loma Lo Gam Bechoref. Because once you get into the habit of doing this, you're going to also tell him to do this in the shorter winter days. They still would daven somewhat early, and you're coming out, it's already very, very close to chashecha in that situation. And if you're used to telling the guy to close the oven for you, and you're going to wash your hands, so then we're very concerned that it's going to truly be Shabbos, and therefore the rabbi said, lo plug, we don't tell him in the summer months, and we don't tell him in the winter months as well. That really concludes the Simon Reishon test. But now we go to the Mishnah Berurah's Klala de Milser, where he gives us Ikrei HaInyanim Shel Shehiyah V'Atmana B'Kitzur. He quickly goes over the halachas that we've been learning about leaving things on the oven and insulation in very quick kitzur, and he brings us from the Magen Avraham and the Tosefes Shabbos and other achronim. So the Klala de Milser, the Mishnah Berurah begins and he says, Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, Shanu Menicha Makderos Besochat Tanu Megulos, we put pots into the oven without covering them up. Veinu Onosim Shum Hatmona Soviv Dafnos En, and it's not our custom to go and put insulation around the sides of the pot. Imkein Ein Lehen Rak Din Shehiyah v'lo hatmona b'davar mosif hevel. So in our situation, this is a din of shehia, of leaving it on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and it's not a din of hatmona. And shehia on a davar mosif hevel is different than hatmona on a davar mosif hevel. Hatmona is always usur. Shehia is permissible under certain circumstances. V'yafim ha'amido el ha'gacholim. And even if you put it directly on the coals, kivan shemagula l'mala, since it's open on the top, lo mikri hatmona. We don't consider those coals that are surrounding the pot over here to be considered hatmona. K'moshe kosev Ramah, simen reishon and gimel, sof sif alef bihago. Therefore, ulufikoch, im nisbashlu k'mayachol ben drusoy mibo yom. Therefore, if it's already cooked to the level of mayachol ben drusoy, which the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, hainu k'chatzi bishulo, which is a half of the bishul, v'yeshom mishlish bishul, and others say it's a third of the bishul, and we said under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon the third bishul, as it's reminded to us in Dirshufut number 17, mutu liyashoson afo pisha ein hatanur goruf lo kotem. Then you're allowed to do the shia, even if the tanur doesn't have a blech on it, even if it's not the coal shoveled to the side or covered up with ashes. That still is permissible over here. Then the Mishnah reminds us, if you put raw meat into the kedera right before it gets dark, right before Shabbos, so it hasn't had a chance to cook, and as we pointed out many times, and this means over here, the Hainu Kodum Shkia Sechama, right before the sun sets, which means that there's no way it'll be ready on Friday night, and there's no way it won't be ready on Shabbos morning. So therefore, there's no concern over here of Shema Yechate Harei Zegam Kein Mutter. As we pointed out many times, that is permissible. However, that's only for raw meat. Avol Tzoli, Umine Botzek, Umine Kidney, Osupashtida, this heter of putting in something that's meat, that's totally raw, on Erev Shabbos, right before Chashecha, you're not going to stir it. There's no concern. Shema Yechate, because there's no way it'll be ready on Friday night. And even if you stir it, if you don't stir it, it will definitely be ready on Shabbos lunch. That heter, this kula, only applies over here to meat. But if you have other roasted stuff, or you have doughs or beans or knishes, potato knishes or meat knishes, that's the pashtida, lo mahani chai, that doesn't help if they're raw, because they can cook very quickly, and if they don't cook quick enough, you may come to stir the coals, because they could be ready for Friday night. And therefore, in these situations, unless they're already cooked somewhat, you're not allowed to do this, that's not considered the heter of raw, because they will cook Friday night, and therefore you could, they'll be ready for the meal, and if they're not ready fast enough, you'll be concerned. Shemo yachate gecholim. So they have to be cooked at least to Michael ben Drosoy. Achim nosim ben chatichas basar. However, we pointed out there's a kula here. If there is a piece of raw meat in there that you put in chatichas basar chay somach chashecha, along with this, you put in a raw piece of meat. So then afilu heim beschilas bishulam gam kin mutter. Then even though the other things will be ready Friday night, but since the meat won't, Dirshufut number 23 reminds us, this is a din that basically was saying that you're forgetting about this, you're not planning on using it because the meat won't be ready, so therefore you're putting the whole thing out of your mind, then you won't be any concern of Shema Yechate. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Ubetanur Tuach Betit Hakol Shari. There's no concern over here that you're going to come to be Mechate if it's sealed in, for one of two reasons, as we reminded in Dirshufut number 24. Number one is from the Ramah, Shemachar Shestam HaTaner Betit, since you close the Taner with clay, Ein Muchan L'chito, you just can't go and stir it. It's physically impossible, and therefore we're not concerned that you can't be Mimchata. An alternative reason brought down from the Shulchan Aruch is that the air coming inside it, if you were to open it up, would actually be detrimental to the meat, and therefore we won't do it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "Vim yodea sheyesh bo gecholim lo chashos." If you have glowing coals still inside the oven, then ein lepaschu, you're not allowed to open it up yourself. You should let a non-Jewish person. Kim ayidei einu Yehudi velo ayidei Yisrael. You shouldn't do it. It's preferable to have a non-Jewish person do it for you, because the ma'aver eish ayidei b'sichasu, because letting in some air will cause the flames to fire up. Vavi psikreisha, and this will happen automatically over here, and therefore it's not allowed to be done. So Dirshufut number 25 reminds us that we said by a non-Jewish person, even though it's a psikreisha, since you're not doing anything other than telling him, it is permissible. If there are coals around the kedera, so lo yikach yisrael la kedera, kimeni yehudi, then you're not allowed to take the pot, because you're going to have to move the coals, so you have to have a non-Jewish person do this for you. If the pot is on top of the gecholim, then shari ayde yisrael, then you're allowed to do this even as a yid, if there is no alternative over here. And Dishavut number 27 reminds us that it is preferable to have a non-Jewish person do this, because it's almost impossible for you not to in any way be mechaba the gecholim by taking off the pot, and therefore it's preferable for the non-Jewish person to do this if it's possible. If a Jewish person is going to do this, he has to be careful to do it very, very carefully, very slowly, in order and not to go and move the coals. If after the fact, the issue for number 28 says he did move the coals, so then it's a dovah sheinu miskaven, and it still is mutter. It's not something you intended. It wasn't a psik reisha, and therefore it is permissible to use this food. Likewise, on Friday night, when you take the pot from the oven, you have to likewise be careful over here for all of these things. And therefore, we're careful close tonight, that when you put Erev Shabbos, the pot on the oven that's fully cooked, lenatko kitzas kodem haShabbos mineish, you take it a little bit off the fire on Erev Shabbos, kidei shiya achakach yochel asir mishon bli shum chashash, so you'll be able to remove the rest of it without causing the coals to in any way be touched or go out. The Mishnah now tells us that it's permissible on Shabbos to move a hot dish near the oven, al halizva zeishalo, on the ledge that's next to the oven. And this is even if the fire in the oven is not with a blech, it's not garfakotim, and it's hot. This smicha lo aser b'zev, because the rabbis did not aser over here putting something adjacent to the fire if it was still hot. And if the oven has not yet been heated up, and the non-Jewish person is going to heat it up for the purposes over here of keeping the house warm, so then you're allowed to go and put this item on the cold oven at this point in time, but if it's already heated up, but not if there's a fire on it. If there is a brick or some other item, some board or something that's not directly making you put the pot on the oven, but you're putting it on this board or on this brick, and there's a hefsek over there, and then you're going to put your pot on top of that, so then that's shari, that is permissible. This is the idea of placing a pot on top of an inverted aluminum tin, that is permissible. That's what this is referring to, assuming that there is no liquid inside. This is as long as it's still a little bit hot, then it's permissible. But if it's totally cold, even if it's before the oven is heated up, then you're not allowed to put it there yourself. Then the non-Jewish person could put it there before the oven has been lit. Once the oven has been lit, also if it's cold, you're not allowed to have even the non-Jewish person put it over there because the Eish Bezeh Chashash Bishul, because we are concerned that it will cook a little bit and that would be an issa. However, for the needs of a person who is even a sick person that's not in danger of life, of losing his life, for a young child, also has the halachic status of a chol she'en bo sakona in many ways. She'en bo ma'alechol, he doesn't have anything to eat. Mutu lechamim ayde'enu Yehudi afilu b'toch ha'tanur. Then a non-Jewish person will be able to heat it up for them, even inside the oven. Now, v'dover she'en bo rotav, something that doesn't have any liquid at all, doesn't have any gravy, afilu kar, even if it's cold, kecham domi, we view that as it was hot, and therefore, v'dover yovesh, because in this situation, something that is solid, that has no gravy, no liquid, shenitztanin, that is cooled off, kaimelon de'ein bishalach bishul, we don't have any halachic worry of cooking over here, and therefore, if it's totally cold, you can put it next to the oven. However, peres chayim, but raw fruits, af shenecholim kach, even though you can eat them raw, became mini mashkin, and likewise liquids, which you can, of course, drink in their state like they are, dinam ketav shor sheyesh bo rotav, we treat them as halachically as a dish that has gravy, if it's totally cooled off, we view it as if it's totally cooled off, the shaykh ben bishul, and we do worry about bishul acha bishul. Now, the Mishnah says, litein dover mar al kdera akvur b'tanur, to put something on top of the kdera in the oven, dino kamo al tanur ubesocha kochlin, this has the same halachic status as putting it on top of the tanur, or putting it on the compartments, the kochlin, or the compartments of the oven. The law says, the stocha mayin shebekedera hi kankan im mashkin, and to put something into this urn over here that has water in it, pshita the also, you're not allowed to do that. Also, and you can't add any additional water to there, even before it's heated up. But if a non-Jewish person put it in there before it was heated up, that is permissible for you to get hanor from it. Also, the Yisrael itin shomayim, and even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put water in there. Because if it's already been heated up, unless it's able to have cooked at least a little bit halfway before the start of Shabbos. However, b'shas adchak sheshachach litain mikodem, if it's an extenuating circumstance and you forgot to do this, the yorei shema tibakak der miyachom, and you're afraid that this container will break because of the heat, efshe yesh lahakol, then you can do this. You can be lenient. However, actually, Yisrael litain al kolponim kod b'shkiyas chayim. You should do this before shkiyah if possible. K'moshe kasavti b'sof sim rishon dalet ayin sham. Finally, also lichok b'shabbos kideru imaychol cham bekar muktzalsos im hutchilas admoni. You're not allowed to insulate initially on Shabbos, even if it's hot. Avol chazar mutar, but to return it to something that was previously insulated, you can do that. The hole is still there; you can put it back. That's said. It's also as only if it's in the original pot. But if you transfer to another pot, it's permissible. That concludes today's shir.